welcome to episode 241 for Podtacular. I am Duststorm, joined by Greg and Brent and Jack from Cyber Knight Films.
Welcome. Howdy. Howdy there, everybody. It's been a week. It's been a good week.
It has.
It's been a very good week.
Filled with nothing but school homework.
Some good challenges and some awesome, awesome occurrences of some pwnage. Yes, I do mean me playing Team Slayer, of course.
Do tell.
Oh, I mean, how do you even really need me to tell how awesome I am at playing Team Slayer?
Yes. We need something to fill time.
we're on a time limit. You gotta waste as much time as you can here.
Most of the time we go over the time limit. Today we're worried about not hitting the time limit.
When I was playing the other day, we were about to lose the game until I picked up a sniper rifle and got a triple kill.
Five people are yelling at you right now.
Why? Just saying.
Never mind.
Anyway. And I got a triple kill with two shots. I got one shot. I got double kill. It's pretty awesome for me. And we won the game as we were about to lose. It was one flag on reflection, and I hate that map. I don't think I was playing with anybody, but it was pretty awesome. I was screaming.
How do you do one flag on reflection? That seems
quite easily. Very easily.
On reflection? That's an easy one. You put the flags underneath. I don't really know what the call out is, but I guess the balcony, the room. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If the MLG callout is snipe, it's bottom snipe, S1.
Oh, because we only use MLG callouts.
Well, some of us are going to be playing MLG when it comes out in December.
I will be.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome. I'm just going to love the MLG playlist. They've actually made some really good maps. You know, they've actually remade the...
I still don't like how they have the metallic version of Sanctuary.
It looks stupid, but it's really cool.
Well, they had to. They couldn't have the grassy version because, you know, people would just be jumping off the cliffs and just, like, doing stupid shit, so...
Whee! Well, you could still put, like, a wall there, but you didn't have to make everything metallic.
It also allows for ricochets now. You can ricochet snipe shots, although I doubt many people are going to be.
Like, they really need to ricochet snipe shots.
What? Easy for you to say.
Yeah, it is quite fun.
Okay.
And also it allows grenades to bounce more. That's the main reason, to be perfectly honest. Because, you know, in the grass map, in Asylum, literally you could chuck a grenade at the ground, it would just stick in the ground and you'd kill yourself. At least in this one, it'll actually bounce towards your enemy. You should know all this. You went to Dallas.
Yeah. I still don't understand why they would do that. It's like, why not just use the map that Bungie gave you and then just add the extra wall to it?
Well, they use
it. I don't see any reason to go through the trouble of making sure that all grenades can bounce and all snipe shots can ricochet off of everything.
Well, not everything, but there's
mostly everything, except a few rocks that they put in there.
It'll make more interesting watching, but on the main stage. Get Walshy to get another awesome double kill. That'll be good.
Walshy.
I love the interview. I loved it.
I wonder why.
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Did he wear your shirt or something?
I haven't got it yet, but I assume it's at home. I offered to pay Ace for it, but he said no.
What would he need to pay for it?
Well, no, he paid for the shirt, and then I offered to pay him back, and he's sending it to me.
Oh, well, he's a nice...
He actually bought it in Dallas for me.
Oh, he's a nice fellow.
I know.
This Ace guy.
Yeah, this Ace.
Yeah, the guy you would have met if you actually came down to Dallas.
I think I've met this guy before.
Well, you've definitely talked to him on podcasts.
Yeah, you've talked to him on the podcast, but I don't think you've met him.
Yeah.
And RL.
Right. Correct.
You guys have never met me. When you come to Britain?
I don't know if you know this, but the dollar's down. So.
Wait, yeah, but the pound isn't exactly going strong either.
That's what she said.
Plus, I don't have time to take that long to go over there.
It doesn't take that long. I mean, you live... What? Where do you live?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, well, that's...
It's in the middle of the country.
It's about a 10-hour flight. Maybe, no.
Yeah, so it'll take one day to get there, and then one day to get back.
No, it wouldn't take one day to get back. It would take you one day to get there because of the time difference. It would actually take you about half a day to get back.
The flights are 10 hours either way, so that's still about a day. That's 10 out of the 14 hours that I'm awake.
That's true. But you only awake 14 hours?
Dustin's travel catalog.
14, 16, whatever.
Wait, how 16. Many hours do you sleep a night?
Usually 8.
That's too many.
Are you disrespecting his sleep schedule?
I am disrespecting his sleep patterns. You should
have. I need my sleep to function and not get sick.
No, that's 7 hours you should have.
I sleep with a gun next to my bed.
That is also unhealthy.
I'm sure
she'll milk you dry. And in turn, you'll do the...
That was
I meant
funny.
Money-wise.
That was funny.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Well, the topic of the podcast for this week is supposed to be customs and creations, but since we only have one submission...
By our awesome user...
Kikaroo.
Kikaroo is the man.
We don't have too much to talk about other than stuff that we've played before, or other random stuff that we've been talking about so far.
Yeah, all maps that we've made.
So...
Have you made a map?
I'm planning to make 18.
So you are... Fully intended to make one, you just haven't done so.
I just haven't had time. Since Halo Reach came out, Black Ops came out, so... But now that's the last big game that I'm going to be getting, but...
There's so many games.
I'm going to be making challenge maps on Reach, which should be fun.
Oh, you and those.
Oh, you and those challenge maps.
Yeah. I have to plug the one that Pork and I made, the remake of Break Failure.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh. Weren't you two also making the vent?
Yeah. That one's done. I don't know if we played it.
Pork and I tested it out. It didn't really work. The fact is, literally, you could just stand right at the end. And the only way it could work is if you constantly forced everyone forward. But the most successful, the most best things to use were literally just trip mines.
The most best.
Yeah.
It
would have just passed away. You had to pull me up on it.
We could add a shield door in the back that would let things through, but not...
Well, no, I think what you could do is, like, just as the time progresses, constantly add kill balls spawning at the back so it has to push people forward or they die. They also stop people cheating.
That's funny. That is funny.
But,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, it should be fun. I mean, I'm definitely going to be making a lot of challenge maps in the coming months, probably after Christmas, when I get a bit of time. And you're all welcome to test them out. In fact, some of you might be welcome to be contestants, in which case you won't be testing them out.
Contestants? Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, yes. I don't know if I should promote it yet, but because I haven't made the maps. But it's going to happen.
Could you win something?
Oh, you can win 10,000 Microsoft points.
Oh, for real? 10,000?
A maximum of 10,000, yes.
You have 10,000...
I don't have 10,000, but that is the maximum prize. I don't expect to give away 10,000. I expect to give away a maximum of 5.
Oh, but okay.
The point is, you could potentially win 10,000.
$10 million.
I would not go that far. I mean, the last time I tried, the last time I tried to do that, the prize was 5,000 Microsoft points, and the winner got 1,300. So they didn't do too well.
Oh, really?
They literally, they only succeeded in 4 of the 16 challenges that they had. So I'm going to make them slightly easier so that the prize gets a bit bigger.
No, you just keep them the same, so it's more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not necessarily enjoyable, more, forget it.
Enthralling.
Blame for it.
I don't think that's the word I'm looking for. But
words that start with E. Engaging.
There's some other words that start with E too.
Enchanting.
This is the Brent Word Hour on Podtacular.
Echidna.
Do what?
Electric.
Echidna. It's a Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog is an echidna.
Yeah.
It's like something like a hedgehog, but it's not.
Have it's you seen Legend of the Guardians?
No.
Okay, it's in that. Wait, okay. Echidna? Can it begin with an E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like enchilada.
Yeah. I love enchiladas.
I always thought it began with an A, like it was A-E something.
No. Maybe in Britain. Not here. Not here in America. British.
Well, yeah.
Not in the real world,
not
boy.
Not in America.
We have the correct spelling. You just have your fast way of spelling it.
I don't even know what a crumpet is, boy.
A and E are two letters, not one letter, jackass.
Oh, jeez.
This is going to be another hour of you just making fun of the fact that I'm British.
No.
Yes. Yes. No.
Yeah, I thought.
That's not really our style, you know.
Yeah, we like to make real jokes.
Oh,
yeah.
So, real jokes wouldn't be, like, the start of this podcast. As in, like...
funnier jokes.
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you know what's up.
What?
Ooh.
I don't want to say, but start it again.
What? I'm confused. What?
Yeah. Then let's move on.
You say love for a certain type of person.
Greg, we were playing Halo the other day, right? We were playing online multiplayer, obviously.
Yes, I do believe
What is the name of that one Forge map that they have in matchmaking now?
An Atom?
That's it, Atom. Yeah, that one's jetpack-tastic. I like that.
Yeah, that's the one when we were raping kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we were raping them.
Didn't we beat them like 30 to 50? Or like 25 to 50?
Yeah, we beat them like by 15 kills, but that's not...
That's not right.
That's not major ponage.
Nah, to me, like, you can't really say that you just slaughtered somebody unless you beat them by at least 30 kills.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's kind of the limit, you know?
Take it to the limit.
I'd say 50%.
Yeah, no, 25.
No, that's not. Because, you know, people could quit out, and, you know.
Well, yeah, there's not always that part. But when it's pretty much a full team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that about 50, maybe 40%.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I think 50 over 30 is a pretty clean sweep.
Yeah.
Wait, Adam's actually my best game that I've had in Halo Reach so far, I think.
Yeah,
it was in snipers. I went 43-11 in a team snipers match.
Jesus Christ.
It was just really just amusing just to see my team. They actually started betraying me at the end because they were just so pissed off that I was getting all the kills. But that's my best game so far.
God. 43 points.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. I think I have the game somewhere. I think I saved it.
But yeah, I mean, I don't particularly like Adam. I just, overall, it's not a fun map, in my opinion.
Mm. Which map do you like most?
What'd you say?
Which map do you like most?
Like Forged map?
Well, Forged or Bungie created, either one.
I really like Swordbase.
Swordbase, yeah. I just got so annoyed that they removed the sniper from the bottom tree area.
You know, I never even noticed that it was on there until somebody told me it took it off. I was like, oh, really?
Wait, didn't you play the beta?
Oh, but I mean, and I never used it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. To be honest, I just love Asylum, which is why I just love the Sanctuary remake.
Yeah, Asylum's really good. I don't like Asylum if there's jetpacks on.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. That's why I think that people will really like these new MLG settings, because, you know, power-ups aren't there. Well, at least the V2 settings that they just released don't have power-ups. They're just going to have power-ups scattered on the map.
I think eventually they should make Sprint always there, I think, eventually.
That's what a lot of people Standard. Think, but it's just... The people are going to find a way to, like, flag run even better than they can now. Because, I mean, in Reach, like, in actual normal games, you can't flag run because they've got that 1 second delay after you drop an objective.
Oh, you can't?
No, you can't flag run in actual Bungie areas. But in MLG, they take that out and you can flag run. With Sprint, they'll make it even worse. You'll probably be able to chuck the flag halfway across the map with one Sprint. So
I'm fine
I don't
with
think they're putting that in. I really don't think they'll put a Sprint power up in at all. They'll probably just leave Jetpack and maybe Hologram, and that'll be about it.
Yeah, they have Armor Lock, too, as a potential pickup, right?
Armor Lock would just be used as a distraction rather than anything else, I think.
I mean, Armor Lock really only works when there's a team, but
yeah.
You can get Armor Lock in it, though, correct?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I think Zealot is really going to... People are going to start liking Zealot a lot more now. Because I know when I started playing it, I really
didn't. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like Zella, but I think it's a good Slayer map.
Yeah, it really is a good Team Slayer match, and it's sort of like Onslaught, to be perfectly honest, like from Halo 3.
Yeah.
Because it's a very close map. You can run straight across the middle, but you can run around the sides if you really want to. I think it's got a very similar feel to Onslaught. So that should be interesting.
Most people didn't like Onslaught, though, if I remember correctly.
It basically meant you had to have a good BR. And this one, Zealot, you have to have a good DMR and good team shot. It really means you need a good team.
That's why I never win. That's why I'm terrible at this game.
Yeah, you need to go in, even if it's just with three people you know who aren't that good. Having just that team aspect of being able to talk to people really will just make you so much better than going in as a great player and having no teammates.
I think it's like that with every map, though. I don't think it's just that. You know, I think every situation in Halo, as long as you have buddies with you, it has to make your percentage of winning a lot more.
Well, yeah, but I mean, maps like Zealot, where there's only one power weapon on the map, I mean, maps where there's, like, multiple power weapons, if you are incredible, you can dominate with just yourself and maybe one other player.
Yeah.
But map where it's just so DMR-based, you're just gonna... You really need to just have teamwork, otherwise you're just gonna fail.
Is Destiny gonna come with the fail boat?
No.
I don't know, but we'll see.
We shall see.
Why would I bring the fail boat?
I don't know, because you own it.
That's messed
How much
up.
Fail boat cost?
I thought Funny Boy owned the fail boat.
Oh, my bad. I've mixed you two up sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I thought he took on the official responsibilities of driving that stupid thing.
Well, he better pay the rent. Get them. He better make sure he's paying it, because I haven't got a payment in a while, and I thought it was Dusty. I'm calling the wrong person. Come on, Funny Boy.
So that's what all those random calls I'm getting at night are.
Dude, you need to get that payment. I was about to call the hit squad on you.
Well, glad thing I told you.
You don't even want to know what happens when Dimitri comes after you. Don't make me. Don't. I don't even want to know what happens.
I do. I want to know.
I can tell you later. It's not.
Don't
it's
make
not
him safe. Sick his boyfriend on you.
It's not safe for work. So. So I don't.
I actually. Change of mind. I don't want to know now. I even know. Not even.
You're lost. What?
Okay, just tell me later. I'm
So what was the other Forge map that Bungie released? Other than
it's in matchmaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Atom and another one on that actual high Beaver Creek area. It's not Beaver Creek.
It's the Sanctuary area.
Oh, dude, I can't remember what it's called.
Was it S? Did it start with an S?
For some reason, I think it does, yeah. It's like Shifted or something like that?
No.
No.
We would have remembered Shifted.
Google Gadget Google.
Yeah, do it now. I love how everyone could just hear clicking just going on now. Clicking
well,
in the back.
Playing. I've been clicking the whole time, so.
Well, yep. I hope you can't hear me just, typing into Google right now.
Do the worst about that.
Go Gadget Google. me and Brent played it a few times. It's that one where there's two even, two even bases in that thing in the middle with the shotguns on there.
Yeah, and there's the teleporters. You can get the lifts up and the snipers and everything. And I can't remember what it's called. It's really
Is it the one with the short bases? They're not really high.
Yeah.
It just kind of, isn't it like Cliffhanger or something?
Yes.
Yeah, Cliffhanger. There you go.
Did you know that all along?
Yeah, I knew it all along.
Okay, and you just made me just go on Google.
I just wanted to make you feel like.
Oh yeah, I didn't know. Cliffhanger. Yep.
Brent was giving you a cliffhanger.
Zing.
That's actually a good movie, I think.
Good movie.
Yeah, Cliffhanger. Sylvester Stallone.
Heyo.
I saw that one.
It's one where basically these guys trying to steal money, and this is way off topic. I'm going to stop talking. But it was a good movie.
It's kind of on topic. It's just a long, long stretch.
Yeah, it's like I'm just going to try and wind it back around.
Are we alone now?
Well, speaking of cliffhangers, there's a new movie out where James Franco gets stuck under a rock, and he has to saw his own arm off with a Swiss Army knife.
Excuse me?
What?
That is pretty much the coolest
Harry thing from the Spider-Man movies has to cut his own arm off with
Harriet
a Swiss
Tubman
Army knife.
Has to cut her own?
Yeah. No.
What is this movie called?
I don't know what it is. I'm looking for the name of it. But it's based on a true story about a hiker that got stuck under a rock and had to sever his own arm with a pocket knife.
Was that recent?
Okay.
That
story? 127 seeing... hours. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
I remember 127 seeing some ad about hours. It.
They really came up with an original title, 127 hours.
Yeah. Apparently that's how long he was stuck under the rock before he had to...
I guess.
...sawed off.
Was Dwayne Johnson there?
Oh, The Rock?
Yeah. Is that who he was stuck under?
I would love it if they let him remain animated with Dwayne Johnson as the voice of The Rock.
He had to stop Dwayne Johnson's arm, not his. Like.
He just bashed Dwayne Johnson for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Johnson just has his bicep, like, just pinching down on James Franco's arm.
Get up, boy. I'm like, giving you the people's elbow.
Yeah, cut that arm off. Yeah. Gives me the rush I need. Oh. Yeah, you can't saw through the bone. You're going to have to break that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Franco.
Franco. Speaking of disgusting things, cutting your own arm off, did any of you guys see Saw?
No.
No.
Nor do I plan to.
Yeah, nor do I plan to.
Really?
No, it's just not a movie I'm interested in seeing.
RLY? Yes, no. RLY.
I was a big Saw fan.
Really?
Yeah. And unfortunately, I already knew the ending, the big twist, before I even saw the movie. So.
Aww.
I know.
Did that ruin the movie for you?
You're like the cool kid at my school that like knew the ending of stuff before it actually happened. I'm kidding.
But are you kidding about the fact that there was a cool kid at your school, or that I'm the cool kid?
I want you to choose. I want you to use your imagination.
Okay.
This is a very strange podcast since we don't have any material.
No.
This needs to change. People need to actually send stuff in.
We need to give people a reason to send stuff in.
Mm. You should do like contests and say you.
We had a tournament. And we don't have really the money to hold contests, apparently, like you do.
No, it's a once every year kind of thing. 10,000 mics, it says, what, $100? That's it.
Okay, I've got an idea. This is completely off topic.
All right, Brent.
But since we don't have any material, I wanted to talk about it now. Okay.
All right, Brent.
So, you know how The Social Network came out, and it's a big hit because it, you know, chronicles Zuckerberg, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, making his way up through the ranks to, you know, eventually make Facebook and make millions upon millions of bucks. And, you know, big hit at the box office. But it's not played by the actual people, obviously. Mark Zuckerberg is played by some new kid, like Eisenberg or something. I can't remember his name.
Eisenberger. But
I have an idea for a Halo movie. But instead of a Halo movie, it's about Bungie Studios played by actors. And it, like, chronicles the drama of, like, Bungie Studios as they were making, like, Halo, like, Halo 1 and then Halo 2, you know, like, because famously, Halo 2, they were under, like, an immense crunch time where they were, like, super stressed out and they had to push the game out early, you know, and there were a lot of, polishing that they wanted to do that they couldn't do because they didn't have time, and it was a real stressful period for them. So, I think it would make an interesting movie, but I just wonder, like, what actors would play who? Like, who's gonna play Jerome?
Samuel Jackson? I mean,
I was thinking, Joseph Staten could be played by James Franco. It makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's got to get his arm back first.
Yeah, he's got to get his CGI arm back.
Oh, that'd be a good twist. Maybe you can get the same CGI arm that Kat used.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Wait, so, what?
I think that would be good, but only if M. Night Shyamalan could direct it.
No.
You've got to have either him or Michael Bay direct
it. Yeah, and there's George a twist. Like, two-thirds of the way into the movie, the twist is that it turns out that Bungie Studios was really just Blizzard Entertainment all along. It was just Blizz the whole time.
Oh.
That'd be a major twist for
me. Like, the camera, like, pans out, and instead of Bungie Studios, you see, like, the Blizzard Entertainment sign that they
Who would play Gerard?
Dun, 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 dun.
What do you think would play Brian
That'd
Gerard?
Be great.
Who would play Beardy McBeardenstein?
Yeah, who would play, Sam Didier? I don't know. Zach Galifianakis can play Sam Diddy. He's got the beard for it.
Who would play Brian Gerard? Who would play Shishka?
Oh,
you're Shishka.
Shishka. He'd be played by Shishka because he'd need the money. I think gets fired from Bungie. He needs the money, so he collaborates on that.
I think Shishka should be played by Brad Pitt.
But what would the movie be named? Because obviously the Facebook movie wasn't named Facebook. It's named The Social Network. What would we call the Bungie movie?
Well, there's an obvious one, but...
The Game Studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game studio. There you go.
Dude, I totally made that up.
Maybe if they use it, we can call shenanigans on them and say copyright.
You do that. I'll be right here.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get all the money for it. There's that guy who tried to sue James Cameron for the rights to Avatar.
You know, was he British?
No, he wasn't. He was actually Korean, I think he was, or something like that. Apparently that he had written these short stories about a bunch of blue people inhabiting a faraway planet. And he tried to sue James Cameron.
Everybody knows Kim Jong-il doesn't let people think.
Not Kim Jong-il.
No, I'm saying it can't be Korean, because Kim Jong-il doesn't let Koreans have thoughts. If the great leader doesn't think it, then that means you are committing heresy. So.
Yeah.
But do you know that's North Korea, right? I was talking about South Korea.
No, they're all the same country.
They're not the same country.
Actually, they are.
They really aren't. No. Really are. They're not going to be happy. Okay, so we've now lost some more viewers. We've lost all our Korean viewers now.
Ah, no, I love Kim Jong-il.
Wait.
No, you don't want to. Because I can guarantee the North Koreans don't get potacular, but the South Koreans might.
You guys are missing out on some nice Halo stuff.
I'm sorry, North Koreans. But they probably have bigger deal, you know, bigger issues at hand. Yeah. They're not worried about a Halo podcast. Yeah, famine.
That's kind of a big deal.
They're more worried about WoW at that point.
Yeah.
Reliable water supplies, things like that. Not in Halo, not so much.
Fresh food.
It's really not on the minds of
some Medicare.
You know, famished countries.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm thinking we should maybe change the title of this podcast.
We haven't even had a title. Really decided yet.
That would be a good reason.
I think we should go and read the submission real quick from Kikaru.
Yeah.
Nah.
Let's read it now.
Okay, go for it.
Who, me?
Yeah. You volunteered? Yeah.
Could it be?
Go for it.
Then who? I don't even have it up. I'm playing Road Close Tycoon, so I don't.
Way to go.
I think Dustin should read it.
Why should I read it?
I...
Is it on Skype?
Because you're the best reader.
Yeah.
I'm the best reader.
Yes. You has good reading skills.
You has no grammar skills.
Grammar. I think you're a good reader. I envy your reading abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know if my reading abilities are something to envy. Thanks.
They are.
I guess. I don't know.
So does that mean you're going to do it?
No one else wants to. I guess I have to, don't I?
The main question.
No, you can just nominate. You're the guy.
Well, I already tried nominating Greg, and he decided not to do it since he's playing Tycoon.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm playing a game, and it doesn't bother me. You know, I'm still getting my job done.
I'm playing Fallout, and I have my job done, too.
I have not received a check in the past couple of days.
Am I actually the only one not playing a game right now?
I'm reaching my joke quota, man. What are you doing?
I'm sitting here looking at Skype.
12 jokes a show, Justin.
I'm sitting here looking at a Darkonium slime in Dragon Quest IX, Sentinels of the Starry Skies.
How's that working out? DS?
Yeah. It's working out pretty good. I'm level grinding right now.
Okay, I guess I'll read the submission then.
Good. You should probably do that.
Hey, Potacular Pony people. I am loving Reach in next to all its splendor. But that will be explained in possibly a later episode with my extremely overdue Reach reaction submission. Anyways, I love Forge, period. It is easier than ever to make quality maps, and once people start holding custom games with their friends, I have more than a few awesome customs to whip out, like Jim Morrison's Privates on stage. Jim Morrison, I don't know who that is.
The Doors.
What?
The Doors.
What Doors?
Jim Morrison is a member of The Doors.
I have no idea who The Doors are.
Doors. The band, American Band.
There's a band called The Doors?
Yes! The American Bandstand.
I love the way you said that. Man. It sounded like some kind of like M. Night Shyamalan thing, like The Doors, it's The Doors that did it.
Yes, like Dustin like realizes this band that like helped establish modern American rock, and he's like, no, this is a twist. There's no band named The Doors, no!
I have never heard of a band named The Doors.
Even I've heard of a band named The Doors.
Well, I haven't.
Justin, he didn't do it. Okay, so now you know.
Okay.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially in Kim Jong-ilia.
Oh, God.
Glorious leader!
And they're losing their half of the battle, man.
they've already lost. They can't win.
You've read a paragraph. We've only got...
No, we haven't even read a paragraph yet.
Not my fault.
Well, it's smiley face next, so I assume that's a paragraph.
Oh, no, it's not. It's part of the same. He goes on to say, most notable are the remakes of Needler Cage, now more fun than ever, with the implementation of loadouts and new weapons made in two new maps. Skybox, best suited for numerous combatants, and Water Cage, best for two or three people. Jumbo sounds like Team Bubble Bath.
Mm. Well,
I started doing a remake of Team Bubble Bath. Haven't quite finished it yet.
I did not know that map.
Really? We will have to introduce it to you after the show.
You shall.
It's like you're introducing him to drugs. Oh, really? You really?
Hey, come over here. You got to play some of this. This is pretty great.
Oh, jeez.
Goes down smooth.
Mm.
Also, I have a remake of Noob Defense, a new invasion map, Tidal Stronghold, as well as a couple infection maps. Also, in this fantastic new game, I've built several Slayer maps, a first to me. They usually involve some crazy contraption as focal point and are usually made in the water areas of Forge World. My best is a small port town called Watertown, a fun house called Liverpool, and an awesome Halo 2-esque style map, reminiscent of Ascension Logout and Backwash.
Oh, Backwash.
Called Water Station. One of my proudest achievements is the creation of a new form of transportation, the Uber Lift, my own personal orbital elevator. By the way, you know how New Mombasa is the super city because it has the orbital elevator. New elevator,
of course.
Like 30?
Of course, I knew that.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm probably not the first to do it, but the Uber Lift is a fusing of all the vehicle lifts a person can spawn into one compact area. You go so high, you hit the skybox. I've implemented it to several of my maps. It is an interesting element for gameplay. Briefly, I love the campaign. Matchmaking is epic. Firefight is way more fun than it was in ODST. Theater is theater, and customs rock. Best Halo game ever.
Ever.
P.S. The Pelican Phantom Easter Egg is so much fun. My friends and I tried it, and it's just so easy and so fun. Okay. So he basically said the same thing over. You can drive the Pelican, ride inside the Pelican, and actually look around the interior. Drive the Phantom and man the Phantom's turrets. Also, if the person flying the Pelican is carrying a passenger and jumps out, the Pelican stays intact and falls below the map with the passenger safely inside.
You did this on Forge World?
No, this is a campaign.
You know exactly.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't paying attention to this. I was like, how the hell did he do that? And I was like, okay.
Upon getting out, the Pelican disappears, and the passenger and pilot, if one spawns on thine bro, can walk around the untextured bottom of the map. That's interesting. Reminds me of the epic glitching of Halo 2 and calls to mind a question. Is there another Scarab gun?
Ooh.
There's probably a lot of stuff hidden on that that we haven't found yet.
I mean, but Bungie have just been putting in so many switches and Easter eggs. I would be very surprised if we found all of them. Where there's a Scarab gun?
Well, I mean, there's people constantly.
Find it through code. They don't find it through looking around.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But no, I don't think we found every single one. Because there were like four on New Alexandria, and one on the last mission, two on the package. There's still seven other missions. So I think there's still loads more in the final mission. There's obviously that Master Chief statue on Lone Wolf if you go right to the freight ship out in the distance. But there'll be loads more on that map. There'll be loads more. There'll probably be one in Noble Actual you can actually probably look at. If you can do that. I'm not sure if you can.
Whatever happened, maybe.
I mean, it's a huge cutscene, so...
I mean, can you go into theater and go into fly cam during that scene?
No.
Okay. That'd be awesome if you go into fly cam and just see it from a different perspective.
It would be interesting.
That would be pretty tight.
I'm sure there's tons of stuff in there.
Twite, like a twiga.
He goes on to say, PPS, or PSS.
PPS.
No, PSS is his next one.
It should be PPS, though.
Well, the one after it's PPS, so I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that should be PPPS.
Yeah, it should. But anyways, he says, I'm writing a sequel to the musical only in book format, as putting together the first show is providing hard enough already.
That'd be funny.
It's more of a political theater mixed with sci-fi, mixed with an anarchy work, mixed with philosophy, mixed with morality, drama, mystery, and a spy novel.
You are quite mature.
If I can get all my thoughts on paper, it will be an epic book. Okay.
Oh, Dust, did you hear? Brian Simon released his new song.
I wanna be a killionaire.
Oh,
so
yeah, I saw that.
Freaking bad.
Seriously, we came up with it first. Or at least Ace came up with it first. Why didn't we do it?
Who's we?
Well, Ace came up with it, and then I had to sing, the nice part, and Dust was gonna do the rap.
Dusty was gonna rap?
Oh, yeah.
My god, we have to do this.
But we do have a second song, don't we?
He has to do it on the show, like, right now.
Yeah.
No.
Alright, rap time.
Freeform, dude.
I'm happy to do it. If you wanna do it, I'll do it.
You can go.
Yeah, man, we got Greg beatboxing.
Yeah.
You're ready.
Yeah.
You're ready, man. Go for it.
We really should have to get the script up, because I don't remember what it is.
Yeah,
okay,
it's free file.
It's free, yeah, man. It's just whatever comes to his heart.
just whatever.
You know, man. He's got to flow with his heart.
Okay, Dust, you gonna do it?
No.
I don't have the lyrics.
Come on, I'll sing my part if you sing your part.
I don't even have the lyrics, so.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Gotta let out what's within, man. Go for it.
Come on.
You gotta say it from the heart, okay, bro. Okay,
I want to know you're gonna do your part if I do my part.
I guess I could try.
Bro. Okay. He's gonna do it. Oh my god.
yeah. Okay, good.
I don't even have the lyrics in front of me, so I wouldn't be singing it at the moment unless you have them.
I don't have them in front of me. I'm just trying to go from memory.
Oh, well, I don't remember any of it, so.
So are we gonna do it?
Well, I won't be able to since I don't know any of the lyrics.
Well, there's no point me doing it if we're not gonna do the whole song.
Well, then let's just not do it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not do it.
And finish the submission already.
Well, we're almost there.
PPS, sorry if this was long, but I'm trying to express my love for the game. I will be writing a full review of matchmaking in a little butt.
In a little butt.
Why would you be writing it there? That's disgusting.
I don't know.
That is kind of nasty.
Disturbing.
That's I'm going to be writing it in a little butt. Oh. We're joking with you, buddy. We understand.
Yeah.
Sorry for the delays. Signing off for real this time, keep on fragging trucks with spec out grunts and campers on sword base inside the portal room above City 17, sending them to Delta Halo where the flood captures them and turns their lives into a living misery.
You haven't had an epic keep on fragging in a while.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I still find your inside jokes weird.
Yeah, they are kind of weird.
They are weird. I don't like inside jokes, you know?
I don't like people who don't.
Unless you're part of them, you like them?
No, I don't even like being a part of them.
Aww.
Humor should be universal. And by universal, I mean that only Americans can understand.
Yes, America.
America.
America owns the rights to jokes. We own
Jeff Foxworthy owns the rights to American jokes. He sues every American comedian on the planet.
If you ain't American,
for copyright infringement.
You can't even write a damn joke, boy. I don't even want to listen to him.
Well, I do know that the British love their fart humor. if Fable is any indication of, like...
and what goes on over there.
Cultural fads, Britain.
Okay, that's not the only thing we do. We gave you Monty Python, for fuck's sake. Come on.
For what, sir?
Yeah, we do have to give them that.
Yeah, but we gave you Richard Pryor, so.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
Epcot.
That guy.
Yeah, I didn't see Monty Python write Brewster's Millions.
Mr. Carlin.
I really don't know these guys.
God.
George Carlin and Richard Pryor?
No.
Do you know Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Okay. Richard Pryor is like a funny Eddie Murphy.
Are you trying to insinuate that Eddie Murphy is not the most funniest...
He's not funny anymore.
...American comedian ever to grace the earth?
I think he would probably tell you that himself. He'd be like, yeah, Richard Pryor better than I am.
Richard Pryor.
He was funny. He's not really that funny anymore.
Who, Richard Pryor?
No, Eddie Murphy. Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was pretty funny back in the day. When he was just starting out as a stand-up comedian, but then he got real big. He had two HBO specials called Delirious and Raw, which were just basically his stand-up comedy routine, filmed, recorded. Funny stuff back then. Pretty raunchy, you know. It's definitely pretty a lot of sexual content, you know.
So what do you guys
not
think?
Not for the kids. It's not for any of our audience, basically. If you're listening to this show,
well, no, we actually have a couple people who are like 30 that listen.
Yeah, out of pity for us mostly. They probably already seen this stuff.
Probably like used to host this.
People out of pity already know about Eddie Murphy's glorious past.
What do you guys think of Ricky Gervais?
I think he's in because
his British
cast is more popular than mine. Does he still do that?
Do
I have to imagine he does because it was the most popular podcast of all time.
What?
Ricky Gervais podcast. I don't remember what it was called.
Wait, Ricky Gervais?
Yeah. They used to talk about it all the time on Drunk Tank.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was number one on iTunes for years or something. I don't know if it still does it.
Oh. No, I meant, like, kind of like the Office, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Is that the guy on Invention of Lying?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What I don't like is the fact that he tries to explain his jokes because they're too sophisticated.
I know. Too highbrow.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, so because you see, you get it because that happened. It's just like, it's funny. It's like, no, it's not funny anymore. It really isn't.
He should come over here to America. See what kind of deception he gets with that attitude.
He just changes.
There would be some like belligerent, crazy Texan cowboy, like drunk off his the Ricky Gervais, you know, live show. Ricky Gervais. Like, yeah, I just done that. Much. Shut the up, get off the stage. I want me
get to- off the stage, you British queer.
Make way for some of that Bill Engvall. I like that fella.
Talk about tater salad guy. That's all I like is tater salad.
I actually saw the tater salad guy live. He's pretty fun. Ron White?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a full new set of jokes when I saw him, so it was pretty good.
Oh, really?
He did Ash's material.
How did we get on this topic again?
I have.
Because America is awesome.
Mostly because we didn't have any submissions this week.
Yeah, that's true.
We came through Eddie Murphy, I think, at one point.
It was my fault, probably.
I blame it on Brent.
Me, you know?
I blame it on Brent.
I'm the safe bet.
This was probably his fault anyway, so let's just be honest.
Oh, I remember now. We came through the universal laughing about Universal You Men America, and then he said Richard Pryor, and then I said I don't know who he is, and then he said Eddie Murphy. That's how it happened.
Oh,
wow. That's
you sure you didn't miss anything there, mister?
Okay, well, I missed something, but...
That's some, like, 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. I like me some bacon.
That's disgusting.
How is bacon disgusting, sir? You are obviously not an American.
You're doing the tangent again. We went from Kevin Bacon now to real bacon. Now we're... What's next?
What's next? No topic is safe. Did you finish the submission?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's
that's
done.
It. So that's it, ladies and germs. I'm joking. That's not it. That's not it. You didn't come here to get a 20-minute show. You came here to get a 3-hour show. We know it.
Actually, it's been almost 50 minutes.
Oh, really?
Watch us play Halo Live for 3 hours.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I have the stuff to do it with. And make
we'd have to do it on like a Saturday afternoon when nobody else has anything to do. Just watch us play Halo.
Let's do it.
Next semester, we should like schedule regularly when we can do that kind of stuff, like next semester.
I can do it now. I don't know why we're not scheduling it right now.
Well, yeah, we can do it now.
Yeah, why aren't we scheduling it for right now? Look, like we can schedule it at... Okay, let's make
5 minutes from now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go do it.
5 minutes. Let's say 3 minutes.
Let's go.
Or 3 o'clock.
Set up.
Well, I mean, let's get like serious for a second, I guess. Is there a forged map that sticks out in your guys' mind that or a game type?
There's a racetrack map that actually sticks out. I was CM Near showed it to me. I think it's called The Hill, maybe. But it's this racetrack that's really well done, and I'll put up in my file share after the show. And it's actually really nicely laid out. There's no real bumps or oddities about it where they use rocks or anything. It's all ramps, and there's some gravel places, and it's just really well laid out.
What is with you in race? You said that was the one thing you were expecting in Reach. You were like,
I love race. I wish there were more race maps, and I wish race was integrated into.
Do you like secretly like at night? Do you go to downtown race scene? Is that what you're doing? Do you have like a souped up Integra or something?
Yeah, illegal street racing, like Dustin and Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
That totally fits my personality.
I mean, is that what you do? I mean,
no.
There's got to be something weird that you do. Come on.
I just miss race from Halo 1.
Oh, yes. I just miss racing in video games.
Yeah. I like Mario Kart. I didn't like Mario Kart Wii.
Mario Kart Wii was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful. I hate the motorcycles, too.
Dude, Mario Kart on the DS has to be the best DS game.
Yeah, it's a pretty great game. I love that one, but I lost it.
Oh, you lost it?
Sadly, yeah. I lost it a long time ago.
Wah, wah.
But now I have Dragon Quest IX, so I'm set for life.
I don't even need another game for the rest of my life.
Really, like, this is the game I would bring to the island. You know how they always give those scenarios, like, if you could only have, like, one video game to play for the rest of your life because you're stuck on, like, a stranded island, like, what would you bring? And people always debate, like, and it's usually, like, Tetris or some kind of puzzle game. I would bring Dragon Quest IX.
What the hell would I bring? I would probably bring Lapras.
Would you be able to play multiplayer?
No, because you're stranded on an island.
I would pick Fallout.
I would bring Lapras with me.
I would pick Lost Odyssey.
Are we being serious?
That's
or
a good
joking?
Choice. Lost Odyssey was cool.
Yeah, I really like that game. It was really good. I love playing it.
I love the Thousand Years of Dreams. That stuff made me tear up. I felt like a sensitive man. It's like, man, the stories were manly, but at the same time, like, sad. It's like, yeah, I get where she's coming from. Like, one time, doesn't he, like, he goes up to a blind girl as she's dying or something and holds her hand as she passes away. It's just, like, sad stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that actually happens. Like, you just see, like, you meet your two, technically you didn't know at the time, but your two grandchildren. You go back to their house to visit your daughter, who you thought was dead, to watch her die. And you see her die.
I just
That's
hate, like...
sad.
Yeah. Yes. I just hate the contrast between what the stories, you know, tell about Keim and, like, how Keim is in the game.
Yeah.
Like, you read it and he's all, like, chatting people up and smiling all the time and, you know, helping out little kids. But then in the game, he's just, like, a complete like, he never talks to anybody. He's, like, scowling at everything.
Yeah.
Like, even his own grandkids, he won't smile at until, like, the very end. He's like, you don't get smiles until the shit's over, all right?
I mean, Janssen's just fucking incredible. I love Janssen. Janssen's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Janssen's pretty cool.
I still can't believe he got with Ming. That was just weird.
I kind of figured that was where that story was going when
they
started showing him, like, stalking her.
This is going to be really weird to anyone who hasn't played the game.
I wish they would have went like with the road less traveled, and they made it to where he like sexually assaulted Ming, and they like had to throw him in jail, and you had to decide whether or not you wanted him in your party anymore. You could just leave him in jail. Like someone new would come along to take his place if you didn't have him.
That would have been weird.
Yeah. But I mean, it would have been more interesting than what they just went with, like.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they have enough sad stuff in there than...
You lost me at Ming.
Ming is a queen of a friendly empire.
Is it... By a queen, does that mean it's a gay dude?
No. Queen.
I'm not even going to ask. I have no clue.
Though it is insinuated that Jensen pays for prostitutes.
Yes.
So I mean, he might be into drag queens. There's no telling.
Mm.
You know?
Any other maps anyone can think of?
Oh, man.
Or game types.
That Mass Effect map? Oh, boy. No, I'm kidding. I think it was cool that the Forge art, I was not expecting any of that. That blew my, when I saw the Eiffel Tower, and then.
Eiffel Tower?
You haven't seen the Eiffel Tower map yet?
No.
Oh my god. Like, people are making landmarks and stuff. That, I had no idea that people were gonna do stuff like that. I literally did not, that did not come to me. There were a lot of good, just, like, Stonehenge.
Well, I would think, since Forge is a lot easier to deal with now, that it would be there.
Like, people made, like, skylines of cities and stuff, and I was like, wow, this is cool.
Crazy.
I don't find it much easier. I find it more difficult, actually, to manipulate this Forge. Not to, like, really? Place it in the air. I mean, for example, placing things in the air is obviously much easier. But the general movements, I just find them so much harder.
I find some of the movements more frustrating, but just overall being able to phase items into other items and have them stay there is just like glorious, because that's what really prevented me from using the first Forge, because you were just playing Jenga all the time. You had a block, you had to place it on another block, and if you messed up, it would knock like three of them over.
Yeah, I mean, literally, my first challenge for the mole was actually a jump map. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to do that in Reach. And then when they do the fixed items, I can actually just place things in the air now to make a jump map. So that'd be good. I just kind of gave away one of my challenges.
Eh.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I'll have to add a twist in there somewhere.
You'll have to think of something else now.
No, I wouldn't think something else. I just have to add a twist in there.
M. Night.
What a twist. Yeah.
Well, a twist is in, like, you can only do this course backwards. I don't know.
In your underwear.
Boy,
strip down for me now.
Yeah, underwear.
Take this bottle of Ready Whip and pour it all over your naked body.
That is disgusting. That's probably the most disgusting.
That's slightly disturbing.
Yes. And in other news,
it's chocolate flavored.
Oh,
that makes it better.
Yeah,
that makes it better actually.
Slightly, not much though.
It would show up better on my pasty white skin, so. Exactly, it works out great.
We are taking so many tangents today.
Hmm.
Don't stop the feeling.
What?
What?
Say that again.
I believe it's Don't Stop Believing.
Sing that again. Don't tell him. Sing it again.
I have reserved my right to plead the fifth.
Yeah. Yeah, you better.
It's on the podcast. You can listen to it later.
I don't appreciate people that don't know about Journey.
Boy, if you live in this country, you know our song.
Boy, this is America.
I have heard of Journey.
Yeah.
So are we going to get to this Plant Halo thing and kill
this? Oh, yeah. I'm ready for that. Yeah, I'm tired of grinding out levels, man.
Thanks for listening to this.
Sorry we didn't really have a topic, but really, if you guys want us to have some stuff, if you could, please try to send something in. If not, I mean, if we don't get submissions, we'll just do different kind of shows.
I thought you were talking about cash. I was like, yeah, send that in.
Yeah. We'll take gift cards, checks. Yeah, blank checks is the best.
Yeah, Best Buy gift cards, because Greg gets the discount.
Yeah.
Get all sorts of stuff.
Get all
Direct
the
TV.
Yeah, all the goodies.
Direct TV.
A 2-year slave contract to AT&T. There's all sorts of stuff you can get at Best Buy. It's crazy.
I know.
Actually, does Best Buy have AT&T?
Yeah, everything. You name
it. Assuming Best Buy has mostly everything.
I didn't know if they were up on that, because
we even have a new porn section. We have a porn section now too.
That's pretty crazy, but I can believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always like a big anime section in Best Buy stores.
Oh, it's probably as porn there. I know.
So, I mean, yeah.
It probably is porn there.
Yeah.
I always see guys over there. Like, when you go, hey, help you find anything? Oh, no, I wasn't doing anything.
I wasn't looking for it. He was embarrassed of liking anime. Probably. He had the complete series of Neon Genesis Evangelion. He's like, I wasn't watching this.
It's for my sister. Promise.
I was just looking at Dragon Ball Z, for real.
Don't tell anybody.
Dragon Ball Z. It's just Dragon Ball Z. He's like trying to store away his like Cardcaptor Sakura DVD box set. He's like trying to keep it out of sight.
Cardcaptor
Sakura. That was back in, when I was like 7.
I actually liked that one.
Yeah, I loved that one when I was a kid.
Actually, I went and found a copy online. I downloaded it.
That actually, I think I can trace that back to my skirt fetish. That's the reason.
You had a skirt fetish.
Yeah, like mini skirts. Those are crazy. I love those.
Wait, you liked wearing them or seeing?
Well, both really.
Zing!
It fostered both of those fetishes.
There's nothing wrong with wearing a miniskirt every now and then. If you're a chick.
Right.
Yeah, there's the catch.
Being if your name chick. Isn't George.
That's the kicker.
Harry. Even though George is pretty hairy anyway.
What?
Nothing. I was trying to make my own funny and it didn't work.
Curse it. Is not funny.
Well, sorry, guys.
Party of three for Harry Johnson. Party of three for Harry Johnson.
If I actually heard that in a restaurant, I would start cracking up.
Just start cracking up, man.
What are you laughing about? Oh, nothing.
Some dude's really named Harry Johnson.
Dude, why are you laughing at my name?
Laughing at my name? I can't help this.
It's the third time this week. God, people need to grow up.
He gets so pissed off, he changes his name to Harold Johnson.
That's it, I'm doing it.
Doing it, I can't take it anymore.
I hate my mom. She called me Harold.
What?
What?
I was quoting the guy that named Harry Johnson. He hates his mother because she named him Harry Johnson.
I thought you
would you like your mother if she named you Harry Johnson?
Well, no, it wouldn't matter me. It wouldn't bother me that much.
Oh. I'm just...
I mean, the Johnson part is really not up to her if it's her last name anyways.
What about if you were named Harry Potter?
I would feel powerful.
There are loads of people, because Potter is actually a very common name, common surname, in, not common, but it's a very well-known surname in Britain. So, and yeah. Harry's exactly a weird name. So Harry Potter is actually... There are quite a few of them.
It's hard to believe that Harry Potter is essentially like the Tolkien of my generation. This is like the Tolkien of our century. Yeah, and it makes me sad. It's like this is what people are going to remember like 500 years from now from the historical record. This is going to be like our version of Shakespeare, you know, where they debate like how Rowling was actually acted in her daily life. Like there's like... Rowling scholars across like the country,
like Shakespeare.
Debate what she did.
Well, she only wrote one series of books. I mean, is she writing?
Yeah, but
another
I mean,
one?
there have been lots of book series across time that's the one series the author wrote, and they were like super popular.
Well, I mean, when you look at Stephanie Meyer.
They have to remember something from our century. Well, right?
You cannot consider Stephanie Meyer one of the best authors of our time.
No, all I'm saying is look at hers in the fact that she hasn't written that many, but she's become hugely popular.
It's the best-selling children's book series of all time.
Yeah, that's
it. Might be like, yeah.
But, I mean, I just hope they don't go by the films. I saw this part one yesterday, and literally, if you've read the book, you will just lose your mind, because it says it's produced by J.K. Rowling, but I don't think she had any input at all. I really don't think, because if she had seen the kind of stuff they do, they are destroying some of the best scenes in the book. And literally, there's a massive scene where Ron and Harry have a huge argument, they leave, and 2 minutes later in the film, they're dancing.
That's a film. That's because they can't fit everything in.
I can't quit you.
But it's ridiculous. And the whole part where Ron comes back to help Harry is supposed to be a really emotional scene in the book. They're actually crying to each other. In the film, they're just like...
That sounds like the stupidest thing like you could have your male protagonist do is like cry into each other's arms.
They do. Because it's a really dark book. Really dark book. And I know they have to make it family-friendly, add comedy in there. But they just added it in at the wrong possible times.
Well, I know that if I ever write a book series, I'm going to have my heroic protagonist be just a little pussy, too.
Okay, he's not a pussy. He's a little bit weird, but...
I told you this wasn't safe for work.
I'm just saying, Greg.
I'm just saying.
When the chips are down.
Don't stop the feeling. That's all I'm saying.
Don't stop believing.
No, don't stop the feeling.
Don't stop the feeling.
All I'm saying is don't stop the feeling.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Okay, guys, I think we've let you listen to our ramble.
Yeah.
for long enough,
well, guys.
To Podtacular, the unofficial rambling podcast.
So please send on any and all stuff in. In fact, send stuff whenever you get it or think of it. Like, you can send stuff in for any show.
Use the big green button. Yeah, just send it in whatever, guys. Come on.
There's not like a window that you have to send it in. You can send anything in whenever, and then when the next show comes around that hits that topic, you'll be included.
What's the next show going to be? Are we going to do...
Well, hopefully if we get submissions, it's going to be Tales from the Foxhole.
From the Foxhole, hey. Ladies and germs. Tales from the Foxhole. We better get some tales.
Yeah. Oh, we should, hopefully.
If we don't.
With Reach, I hope there's plenty of them.
Well, I don't know. Halo Reach dropped down to third in the Xbox Live rankings. I don't know.
Call of Duties.
Yes, that freaked me out.
I'm both Call of Duties.
It's a kind of a smack to the face, you know. 2-year-old game, but Halo Reach.
Oh, well.
It's a sad panda.
Well, just not everybody bought Call of Duty.
Wait, 2-year-old game?
Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, that's 1-year-old.
Oh, yeah, it's 1-year-old.
It's just a mere baby.
Now, that would be messed up if World of War overtook Reach.
That would be.
That would be.
Call of Duty 3.
Yeah.
And then Halo 2 just randomly comes back for one day and it makes an appearance.
That would be hilarious.
Well, Bungie could rally the troops if they wanted to. They could do some sort of like community-based event, like they did with the community challenges to unlock the level cap or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really that difficult. I mean, you gotta think about it.
I was hoping they would kind of do like a thing like they did kind of with Team Fortress 2, where they just keep coming out with like new items to keep the community interested. Mm. And, you know, just give people like new armor permutations every now and then or something, like patch it into the game.
Well, they got the new maps coming out, the Noble Pack coming out in December. Is it December?
Yeah, but a console game can't really easily patch to add new armor permutations that easily. I don't think.
Well, I mean, they had the problem with Recon making it open to everyone. It made it kind of difficult. And then, obviously, everyone was just like, hey, make a new armor setting, because they have to make new armor setting compatible with every single map and every single person. It's just very hard to do. But I guess it's just one of those things.
Not hard in America, boy.
It's just one of those things.
You're forgetting that Bungie's in America.
Yeah, they're almost they're almost in Canada.
That's so they can keep an eye on those motherfuckers.
Got them spying out on them.
That was on Jerome's request. He just stands out. Like, that'd be funny if their studio's like right on the U.S.-Canada border. And like the window points out towards Canada that Jerome looks out and he just keeps an eye on them. And, like anytime he sees someone trying to
see you guys.
Like people trying to bring in pot from like British Columbia. He just, like, slams him, man. He, like, runs after him and, like, smacks him right in the head with the grab hammer.
What you doing, boy?
But see, Bungie secretly outfitted it to where it actually works as a grab hammer. So it's a real grab hammer. And you just see him, like, warp time and space with his, you know, that cool effect where everything gets warped around your hammer. Goes boom! Like that. You just see him, like, jump up into the air and do that. Ooh, to, like, shakalaka. Some Canadian pod head. That'd be awesome.
Boom! Shakalaka!
Oh, yeah, they get Tim Kitzrow to stand out there and do commentary for. Tim Kitzrow's the dude from NBA Jam that goes, boom, shakalaka!
Oh. Is he?
Oh. Yeah. Boom goes the dynamite.
See, we don't have basketball over here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, you're not in the greatest country in the world, of course.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying.
Whatever country doesn't have soccer is not the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, I mean, every country has soccer. Football.
We have football. We have the right form of football.
We found the right
form. No, we have the wrong.
No.
We got the right foot. What the hell are you talking about?
Football is, as the name suggests, when you put a foot
into somebody's balls? What would you
do?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you guys are playing.
I'm glad I'm not in Britain. Ugh,
yeah, man.
Football.
Yeah, that's called mugging.
Of course you guys would like foot in your balls.
Rugby is a better name for it.
Footy.
Hell, I could play that in my bed. I don't need to go to a soccer field for that. Footy.
But, yeah.
Care for a bit of footy, Greg? Just sneak up behind you.
Yes, my legs have been quivering for some footy.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's messed up.
That is wrong on so many levels.
We need to play some Halo.
I think that's before a good place to end.
All right, guys. It's been a blast.
I've already stopped the...
We'll see you guys next week, sending you submissions for Tales from the Foxhole. That, if you don't know what Tales from the Foxhole means, it means occurrences of gameplay within Halo Reach. I don't know. Just clearing up.